Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27. These are God's words. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. We heard last week from verses 23 through 25 that we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we ourselves groan within ourselves. We desire what God desires. We lay hold of the hope in which we were saved, that not only would we be forgiven, but then we would be sanctified, and not only would we be made holy and therefore glorious like Jesus in our souls, but in the last day we will be raised again from the dead, and we will be glorious like Jesus also in our bodies. And so in this hope we were saved, and even though we still have remaining flesh in us, and the remaining flesh in us has worldly priorities, that we would be comfortable now, that people would serve us now, and our flesh even wants to sin. But the new man who is in Christ, who is in the Spirit, is helped by the Spirit to have God's priorities, that all of those upon whom God has set his love would be brought to faith in Jesus Christ, and that they would be holy, that the Lord Jesus would return, and that he would be glorified forever in the midst of his glorious people. And so how is it that we have come to pray like this? And the answer is, the Spirit helps us. Just like we cannot repent and believe without the help of God's Holy Spirit, we can do nothing good without the help of God's Holy Spirit. And so desiring and praying for the right things is something good, something that happens only by the help of God's Holy Spirit. And that's verse 26's explanation for how it is that we come to desire that God's name would be hallowed, and that his kingdom would come, and that his will would be done. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. So apart from the Holy Spirit, we do not know what to pray, and we don't know how to pray for it even when we pray for it. We are very helpless, aren't we? Not even able to pray rightly, except for the help of God's Holy Spirit. So praise God. Let us be humble, recognizing that apart from God's giving us, God's helping us by his Spirit, we can't even pray correctly. But let us also be thankful that God has given to such weak creatures as we are the help of his almighty Holy Spirit. Well, not only does the Holy Spirit help us, but he also prays for us. We definitely do some praying by the help of the Holy Spirit. We can see that in verse 23. The pronoun is used to double it for us. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves. But the Spirit adds his own praying to our praying. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so just like before, the Spirit causes us to call God our Father. We are the ones calling God our Father. He agrees with us that we are the children of God. So now, when it comes to praying or groaning in prayer, then not only does the Spirit help us to groan for the right things in prayer, but he also adds, as it were, his own voice, his own intercession for us. He prays alongside us. And whereas we can pray that which is right and proper to some extent by the help of the Spirit, He intercedes for us perfectly. And so we have the Lord Jesus who intercedes for us. We see that, and we're going to see that in verse 34. Who is the one who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God. Is he condemning us? No. Verse 34 says, who also makes intercession for us. And so, not only are we praying, but when we pray, we join the Lord Jesus who is praying for us, and the Holy Spirit who is praying for us, making intercession for us. And so not only does the Spirit help us in our own praying, but He also intercedes for us. And what does He pray for? He prays for the fullness of what God desires and plans to do. This is not talking about groans, which words cannot express, or groans that cannot be uttered because of how deeply we feel it. That there is this agony in a man or a longing towards God that is deeper than we can put into words. Sometimes we have feelings that are deeper than we can put into words. Sometimes we have a longing of soul that we just can't verbalize. But the reason that this can't be verbalized isn't because it comes from something deeper in who we are. It's because it comes from something, the depth of which is who God is. That's what verse 27 is saying. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. And so God knows what we are longing for in our hearts, even when we can't speak it in words. But God knows even the depth and completeness of what the Spirit prays for as He prays for us. Because, end of verse 27, He makes intercession for the saints according to, and you can see by the italics there that our translators are supplying English words that don't need to be in there. It's not according to the will of God so much. Well, it is, but it's more than that. It says He makes intercession for the saints according to God. And so what is the only way that one can pray for all that he ought to pray, all that God desires, all that God plans, all that God intends, all that God will do? Who can pray for all of that? The answer is God. Well, who can hear a prayer that is as big as God? Well, the answer to that is also God. And so there's this amazing dynamic where the groaning or the longing, the desire, the intent of the Holy Spirit, as He expresses it in interceding for us, is as big as God Himself. And God Himself, of course, hears and approves and responds. He answers and doesn't. So what a wonderful ministry we have from the Holy Spirit in prayer. He helps us to pray. He intercedes for us. And His intercession is not just the intercession of a creature. It is the intercession of God Himself. So God Himself intercedes, and God Himself hears and answers. And this is what we join when we pray, even by His help. What an encouragement that ought to be to us generally, but then also particularly when we are praying. I suspect that all of you have, at one time or another, had the experience that I have had many, many times. As I come to pray, and I'm not even sure really what I ought to pray for, and I start praying, even when, by God's help, I get some sense of some of the things that I should be praying for, I'm not sure how to pray for those things, or what to ask for about those things, and to know that whatever you do have in that sense is being given by the help of the Holy Spirit, but especially that the one who is helping you is also praying for you with perfect accuracy and infinite fullness, which I think is a contradiction in terms, but we're talking about God now. It is a great comfort and encouragement in prayer. He is always doing that, even when we are not praying, which ought to bring us to sorrow of heart over how prayerless we are, that here we have all of this help. And we have this opportunity for fellowship. Fellowship with the Father, upon whose name we call. Fellowship with the Son and the Spirit, who also intercede for us. And we're missing it, missing out on it. And so it ought to drive us to prayer. May the Lord bless to us the knowledge of the Spirit's ministry for us, to us, in prayer. And then may He bless it to us by giving us the experience of the Spirit's ministry to us as we pray, and especially as He prays. Let's ask Him to do that. Oh Lord, we do pray that You would bless to us the knowledge and awareness of this ministry that Your Spirit has to us in prayer, even as He prays according to You, O God. And so His praying for us is perfect. We pray that by His help, our praying might more and more correspond to His praying, that our praying might more and more correspond to Christ's praying, that our praying might more and more correspond to Your desires, Father, for the good that You will do, not only for each of us individually, but for Your elect as a whole, indeed for the entire creation. Help us, O God, in this wonderful gift that You have given us of calling upon Your name. We ask for this help even by calling upon Your name through Jesus Christ. Amen.